Welcome to the Level Up English podcast, the best place to come to practice the English language, learn about the British accent and culture, with me, your host, Michael Lavers. Hello, English learners. Welcome back to the podcast. Today we have a royal family special, a monarch special today, as we'll be talking all about the king, the queen, the monarchy, the royal family, and most importantly, how people in the UK think about this, what people are reacting to the king and the monarchy and the royal family. You might have heard about it a lot in the news, but what do actually people think? What do people actually think about this? So that's what we'll be covering in this episode today. It's going to be interesting. We're going to be learning new things, and I hope you are ready for that. You might already be aware, but I also have a members area of the podcast, and this is where you can get private episodes. These are like additional bonus episodes that come out every Friday. You can also get transcripts to the podcast to help your learning even more. And we have many, many, many courses on the website, on the members website, that helps you level up your English and move to that maybe intermediate to advanced level. So there's a lot more to find out there. I won't talk about it too much today because I have done many times in the past on these podcasts. But if you want to find out more, go to levelupenglish.school and click on the members button at the top of the page. And on that page, you will see a list of everything that is included in the membership. And that will save some time so you don't have to listen to it now. But I hope to see you there. It's a great way to support the podcast as well. And if you want to make me feel like a king, like royalty, it's the best thing you can do. Maybe that's not quite true. Although it is a bit strange having followers, right? This is the term for people who follow your page on social media. I guess in the past, a king would have followers. And now it's like every single person on social media has followers. I wonder what that's doing to our mental health. Who knows? But anyway, well, thank you once again for tuning in today and joining this episode. As I said before, we're going to be talking about the royal family. So at the time of this recording, the king's coronation, King Charles's coronation, was not long ago. It was quite recent. And that's quite a historic event because until then, Queen Elizabeth, the late Queen Elizabeth, had reigned since, I think, the 1950s. It was 1952, maybe? I haven't checked, but somewhere in the 1950s. So she has been the monarch for a long, long time. Now let's look at some vocabulary a second. One thing I did just say was the late Queen Elizabeth. Now, this does not mean that she is late. She's always on time, the Queen. What this means is she has passed away. So when someone has recently died, we can use the word late before their name. And usually it's for famous people. It's for well-known people. You know, you don't often say the late Bill. You know, just a random guy called Bill. It's usually someone who's very well-known and liked as well. So the late Queen Elizabeth, that means the Queen Elizabeth who has recently passed away. She reigned for a long time. Reigned. This word, it sounds the same as the word rain from the sky, but the spelling is different. It's R-E-I-G-N. So E-I-G-N. There's a silent G in there. So to reign is like to rule over someone, to be the leader or the king or queen. So the king and queen reign over the country. We often use that preposition over as well, reign over, right? So the queen reigned for, I don't know, how long was it? 50s, was it 70 years or something like that? That's a long, long time. So she became queen at quite a young age and reigned for most of her life. We could also use it as a noun. Her reign was very long. And of course, many things changed in that time, right? I believe her coronation in the 50s was the first one ever televised, because before that we didn't really have much in the way of television and technology. So her coronation was televised, it was on TV. Before that time, it was mostly a private thing. You know, not many people could see the coronation. And so much has changed since that time. And now it's, yeah, of course it's televised this time. King Charles's coronation was on TV in, you know, beautiful HD colors. I've never before seen in that way. So in that sense, it's a really, really historic moment. However, the public opinion is mixed. People have different opinions. I'd love to know your opinion, so let me know. I'll remind you at the end to let me know. But I'm going to cover some opinions from British people first, people who are living in the country and what they might think. You may have noticed that in over 200 episodes, I've never spoken about the royal family before. And honestly, it's just because I'm really not that interested. I don't think it's a very interesting topic for me anyway. And I think that is an opinion that many, perhaps even most, British people might have. If I were to ask my friends their opinion on the royal family, they would just go, yeah, whatever, you know, doesn't really, you know, you don't think about it too much. And if you have a monarchy in your country, maybe it's the same. It's like, yeah, it doesn't take too much time or too much space in my mind. But I do know it's a popular topic, and I find that with a lot of English learners, it can be more an area of fascination and interest, more so than for me, for example. So I know a lot of my students love the royal family. They always talk about it. And often I find that they are teaching me things about it because I don't know who's William, who's Harry. It's too many names, you know. It's like a really confusing TV show. So let's get into the main episode. I'll be doing a reaction here. As I like to do in these more reactionary episodes, I look at Reddit, because Reddit is a great place to find internet people's opinions from around the country. So we'll be seeing perhaps some younger opinions. We'll see how it's changed in the last few decades. And then I'll be ending the podcast giving my own opinion on the royal family and the monarchy as well. There's another word we could talk about, actually. Monarchy. Monarchy is just essentially that system of having kings and queens, right? So I believe, of course, the UK has a monarchy. The USA does not have a monarchy. That's very important to them. I believe Thailand has a monarchy. What other country? Other countries do. My mind's gone blank now, but many countries have a monarchy where they have kings and queens. The name for someone who is the king or queen is a monarch. This is gender neutral. So if you're a king or a queen, you could say a monarch for each one. So I think some of these stories and opinions might be surprising to you. I don't know, because the monarchy, the royal family, is such a important part of British culture and identity, especially in tourism. You know, when you think of the UK, you think of Buckingham Palace and the Royal Guards and things like that. But I think it might be surprising. This is a title of a somewhat recent news article that says, poll shows that British support for the monarchy is at an all-time low. We will be right back to the Level Up English podcast after a short break.
If you want tips and strategies on how to start, grow, and monetize your business online, check out the Digital Revolution podcast with Eli Adams. We interview digital experts from around the world that share their personal stories. They talk about what they're currently working on and where they see the future going. But most importantly, they share tactics in their specific area of expertise with the hope of helping you improve your digital presence online. You can listen to the Digital Revolution podcast on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, or wherever else you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
In other words, that means the number of people who like having a king and queen is the lowest it has ever been. So the support is very low. Now, here's one of the top comments on that page, which is a really popular view that I've seen around. And this is, we're being told to stop moaning about being poorer. And at the same time, we're supposed to cheer and wave at billionaires in gold carriages. So I think this is one of the biggest points of contention. A point of contention is a point that causes annoyance and arguments and even uproars. You know, people are not happy about this. And this is, you know, this year in 2023, there is a little bit of a crisis in the sense that, you know, things are becoming more and more expensive and the wages, the salary is not going up enough to account for that. So things are getting harder to buy, rent and mortgages are going up. It's becoming much harder to live now. This is called a living crisis, it's often called. And during this time, there's a coronation in which millions or billions, I don't know, let's say millions has been spent to parade the king through the street and give him gold carriages, everything in gold. It's very, very expensive. And it seems a little bit strange, that kind of contrast between this extravagant, meaning really over the top display, and comparing that to how so many people cannot even pay their bills, they cannot pay their rent. So that contrast is not sitting well with people. It's not a nice feeling for many people. You know, people are not in the mood to celebrate a billionaire when they cannot afford their bills. And that's, of course, very understandable. It did make me wonder as well. I wonder how the king would have been perceived if he said, you know what? I don't care about my coronation. I don't care about my ceremony. All I want is to help the people. So what if he just like donated even half of the money to the people of the UK? I don't know how that would work, but I feel like that would change the public opinion of him. That would make people think of him more favourably. And maybe he would be seen as like a more down-to-earth ruler rather than someone who is so out of touch with, you know, the common struggles of every person. I don't know how that would have gone down, but it could have been a good PR move, a good move to get people on his side. If you want the actual statistics for how many people want to abolish the monarchy, abolish means to get rid of, to stop something completely. According to The Guardian, the newspaper, it says 3 in 10 think the monarchy is very important. So 3 in 10 really like the monarchy. That's 30% of people. And according to this survey, 45% of people said it should either be abolished or it's not important. So that's not everyone saying it should be abolished, but almost half of people either don't care or they actually really hate it strongly. And this is showing a declining trend, a trend going down where people are liking it less. Someone on Reddit asked a question and they said, what do you think about the monarchy? And it's not aimed towards British people. This is a international subreddit. And someone said, I like the fact that the British monarch is considered neutral. I would hate for a politician to be head of state. But the fact is that all the Queen's powers are symbolic and would never be allowed to overrule Parliament, right? The president would be expected to make tough decisions on the other hand. So like the head of state, like a president, would be able to make these tough decisions and things like the Queen or the King never really does that. Keep in mind, this post is from almost 14 years ago, so it's quite old now. But I think opinions are still relevant like this. And that is an interesting point that you could argue, I suppose, that the monarchy is neutral, which is a good thing. Because imagine if you had a leader like a king or queen who was really like right wing or left wing and they were really biased in their politics. And that could be bad, I suppose. I don't know. What do you think? I don't know a whole lot about the topic, honestly, as I said before. So I'm not talking from a place of authority or information. I'm just sharing opinions that I've come across that I found interesting. But this next comment, I think, is a probably one of the most popular opinions from what I have seen in my experience. And this is, I don't care. And I don't mean it in a derogatory way. I mean it that I literally don't put any thought into them. I literally don't think about it. There are so many things wrong with the way that this country is being run that the small amount of money it costs me in my taxes really just hasn't got much impact on my life. So yeah, on the one hand, I think many people are annoyed. It is costing them money. It's coming out of the taxpayers' money to pay for, you know, their salaries and all their stuff. You know, the royal family get their money from the taxpayer, which is a little bit annoying for many people. But yeah, on the other hand, I think many people just don't care. People don't think about it that deeply. And we use that word derogatory here. So they said, I don't mean that I don't care in a derogatory way. That means a way that shows criticism or disrespect. It's not like I don't care in a disrespectful way. It's just, it really doesn't affect me and that's fine, whatever. Another really good point by a comment here is no one would invent a monarchy in modern times if it didn't already exist. So essentially the reason we have a monarchy is because it has existed for such a long time and it's part of a really ancient tradition going back hundreds of years, a really old tradition. And they said it's simply an obscene concept when viewed in the context of present day. Obscene concept is kind of like a really strange, unusual concept. It's a bit strange. So of course it's understandable if you don't understand why we have a monarchy. But on the other hand, there are many people who feel it is part of our national identity and that it's important to continue. This person says it will continue to fade over the coming years, I'm sure. I'm just not in any rush to speed things up. That's an interesting view. And I kind of have the same opinion that many people do believe it's such an important part to our identity as a nation. You know, when you think of other countries, you don't want them to get rid of what makes them special, what is part of their culture. And I guess if you get rid of all these things, like the monarchy and all these traditions, then what is left at the end? That could be interesting. Yeah, despite the fact that there have been so many protests about abolishing the monarchy and making Queen Elizabeth the last monarch, it seems like it's still too early for this. I predict, this is my prediction, that over the next few decades, perhaps when we have, you know, you have King Charles, then you'll have the next king, whoever that is, I lose track. And then over time, I think it will become a little bit less interesting for people. And maybe there'll be a more popular consensus in the future that we don't need a monarchy anymore. Maybe when it's like 70% of people want to abolish the monarchy. Maybe it might be taken more seriously. I don't know. But I do think it would be a huge change to the system, right? Because a lot of our system is built around having a king or a queen at the moment. Maybe I could talk a little bit about my own opinion now. And one thing I'm a little bit cautious about is throwing the baby out with the bathwater. This is a strange kind of idiom or expression, but this means essentially you get rid of one thing and you accidentally get rid of something important that is attached to it. Now, imagine you've got a little tub with the bathwater inside. You want to get rid of the bathwater, but the baby comes out as well. That is not what you want. You want to remove the water, but keep the baby. So you want to remove what you don't like, but keep what you do like, right? That's what you want to do here. So if we abolished the monarchy, notice I'm using second conditional because it's less likely to happen. If we abolished the monarchy, there would be a possibility of also throwing out the baby with the bathwater. In other words, removing something important to us while we remove the monarchy. So we may not see it right now, but perhaps if it were to be abolished, we would be losing something really important. some way in which the politics works. I don't know. But that's one thing I think we should be careful about, is not jumping into things too quickly. This is something that people learned from Brexit when we left the European Union. It was a very quick decision for many people. They just decided, I want to do this. And they didn't think enough about the consequences of what would happen if we left the EU. But a bit like that is a very complex situation, I would say. But yeah, in my personal opinion, I think morally, it's not right to have people born better than others. There's a really good quote, which I loosely remember, something like the idea that some people are born better than other people is the root of all that's wrong in the world. Something like that. I'm paraphrasing that. But of course, there are situations where you're born into a certain country and you have more money and you have just more luck generally. But I still think when it's so obvious, when it's that, you know, these people are better because of the family they were born into and they're seen as more important, not because of their achievements, but because of their blood, I think that's a very uncomfortable feeling for me. And I think it shouldn't really have a place in modern society anymore. And I mean, on the other hand, I don't envy them, actually. I don't really envy the royal family. If you said to me that I could swap places with one of the princes, I don't think I would do it. It seems like a very stressful way to live. Maybe stress is not the right word, but unenjoyable for me. Having all that spotlight on you, which means all the attention, and you're expected to do so much just simply because of the family you were born into, and you're expected to behave a certain way. So it's not surprising to me that there are some problems in the family that I sometimes hear about on the news. So to summarize, I would say my view is that I don't like the idea of having a royal family and a monarchy, but mostly I don't really care. You know, life is not exactly really difficult. We're not suffering, so it's easy to kind of go on and not complain about it. You know, of course, it would be different if we had a really evil king that did horrible things, but of course, that's not really the case. So that's my opinion. But what do you think? Let me know your opinions. Maybe you're very pro-monarchy, or maybe you're very against it. I don't know. And also let me know if it's different for your own country. Maybe there's some of you who really like the British monarchy, but you dislike the monarchy in your own country. I don't know. Let me know your opinions on that. But it's definitely an interesting topic. And I think we're going to go into more detail in the private episode on Friday. So I have spoken a little bit in this episode about vocabulary. We've learned some good words like reign and monarch and things like that. On Friday, I'm going to be going into more detail on useful words related to the monarchy. So these are words that we use with the royal family, but also you can use in your daily life. And we'll be talking all about them on the Friday private episode for members. So hopefully I'll see some of you over there. Today we just have one podcast review. So if you want to leave your own, do it on Apple Podcasts. I will read it out. But this one is from HKALJABR. Maybe they're called Hukaljabur. I don't think they are. But they said, great podcast. This is one of my favorite podcasts to learn and improve my language. Thank you so much. Thank you very much for the review. That is very kind. I'm glad it's one of your favorites. And now let's just end with a quote from Queen Elizabeth herself, who says, I know of no single formula for success, but over the years, I have observed that those who achieve the greatest satisfaction are those who are dedicated to helping others. Isn't that nice? So basically, if you want to feel satisfied and successful in life, help other people. How can you do that in your life? Kind of nice words from the Queen. So there we go. Hope you enjoyed this episode. It's a little bit different than what we normally do. And since I'm not an expert on the topic, I'm not sure how you think it turned out. So let me know, give me your feedback, and I hope to see you in next week's episode as well. Thanks again. See you later. Bye-bye. You have been listening to the Level Up English podcast. If you would like to leave a question to be answered on a future episode, then please go to levelupenglish.school/podcast. That's levelupenglish.school/podcast. And I'll answer your question on a future episode. Thanks for listening.